that. So I'll come back to order. Yeah. Messages from the house.
If you turn to House of Representatives, March 6, 2014, message number 295. Conferees appointed Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with the Light Committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 39. The House conferees are Representative Lubnow, Chairman, Representatives Brown and Petroff. Message number 296, conferees appointed Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a Light Committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 30. The House conferees are Representative Gingery, Chairman, Representative B. Nicholas, Representative Stubson. Message number 297, conferees appointed Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a Light Committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 28. The House conferees are Representative Gingery, Chairman, Representative B. Nicholas, Representative Stubson. Message number 298, conferees appointed Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with the Light Committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 11. The House conferees are Representative Gear, Chairman, Representative Harshman, and Lubnow. Message number 299, conferees appointed Joint Conference Committee number 2. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with the Light Committee number 2 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 15. The House conferees are Representative Berger, Chairman, Representatives Goggles and Madden, Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. From the House of Representatives, March 6, 2014, message 300, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 31, 24/7 Sobriety Program. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 55, noes 2, excused 3. Message number 301, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 79, Education Student Data Security 2. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 49, noes 8, excused 3. Message number 302, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill number 15, Business Entities Enforcement and Penalties. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 2 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 57, excused 3. Message number 303, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill number 106, County Fireworks Bans. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 54, noes 3, excused 3. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
We have some Joint Conference Committee reports. Oh. Senator Case, Are you ready on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to House Bill 15?
I am, Mr. President.
The reading clerk will read in the report.
Yeah. Joint Conference Committee Report, House Bill 15, Business Entities Enforcement and Penalties, reference Senate Message Number 239, Joint Conference Committee Number 2, signing for the House. Representative Berger, Goggles, and Madden signing for the Senate, Senators Case, Johnson, and Nutting.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move Joint Conference Committee Report House Bill 15, Business Entities Enforcement and Penalties. It's referencing Senate Message Number 239. I'd ask you to vote aye. Recall yesterday this was the one where we had a little glitch in the language that in the second paragraph. That glitch has been paid. You can see that the paragraph reads, the correct filing fee, any franchise tax, license fee, penalty or past due fees, taxes or penalties required to be paid have not been paid. It reads correctly, Mr. President. I ask for your support.
Any discussion? The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to House Bill 15. You've been asked to vote aye. And it's report number 2, excuse me. Joint Conference Committee report number 2. And you've been asked to vote aye. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson District 2?
Aye.
Anderson District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick? Esquivel, Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines excused, Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 2 in reference to House Bill 15. Senator Driscoll, are you ready on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to House Bill 106, County Fireworks Ban?
I am, Mr. President.
The reading clerk will read in the Joint Conference Committee Report.
Joint Conference Committee Report, House Bill 106, County Fireworks Ban, reference Senate Message Number 294, Joint Conference Committee Number 1, signing for the House. Representative Moniz, Brown, and Gingery signing for the Senate, Senators Driscoll, Barnard, and Johnson.
Senator Driscoll.
Mr. President, I move the Senate do adopt the Joint Committee Joint Conference Committee Number 1 Report, reference 294, County Fireworks Bans. I would ask to vote aye on this. What our amendment actually did was moved it where it was going to affect all the counties, and that's a pretty big move to make it where it affected all the counties. We went back where it just corrected the one county where we've had the problem at on it, and if someone wants to go deeper into that, it's probably going to be better done with another bill because we didn't have the concurrence. And the fire deal is a big deal to all the counties, and we'd like to leave it with it the way we came out of committee. I encourage you to vote aye.
Any discussion? Senator Meyer.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I think the amendment that they took out was the one that allowed people to buy fireworks, even if there was a ban in the county. If you were from another county or from another state, you could go ahead and continue to buy fireworks, and now it's the bill's in the shape that you can't buy fireworks from a fireworks business if you're from a county that doesn't have a ban or if you're from a state that doesn't have a ban. Is that how the bill is now?
Senator Driscoll.
Mr. Chairman. Yeah, it is. It's the way it's an existing statute. And what we really did was just fix the one county. And we left the others alone because it's a big enough deal that we need to leave it to where the counties can actually have a say in this if we're going to go that much deeper into it. That was our belief. Vote aye.
Any further discussion? Senator Meyer.
I'd say vote no. Vote aye for free enterprise and vote no on this bill.
Okay. Motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1. In reference to House Bill 106, County Firework Bans, you've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
No.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
No.
Burns.
No.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
No.
Coe.
No.
Cooper.
No.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
No.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
No.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines excused. Johnson. Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Nutting,
no.
Perkins,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Rothfuss,
no.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott, Von Flatern,
no.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 14 ayes, 15 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have failed to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1, in reference to House Bill 106. And it's probably dead. I'm not signing the committee.
Probably dead.
Senate. Senator Nicholas, are you ready on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to Senate File 11, Appropriation for the Legislature?
I am.
Reading clerk will read in the Joint Conference Committee Report.
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 11, Appropriation for the Legislature, reference House Message Number 275, Joint Conference Committee Number 1, signing for the House, Representative Geer, Harshman, and Lubnow. Signing for the Senate, Senators Nicholas, Bebout, and Hastert.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Joint Conference Committee report for Senate File 11 and ask that you vote aye. This is the feed bill. You recall that we had a couple things to address. Anything that dealt with additional compensation, whether by mileage or otherwise, was deleted. So there's no additional compensation being offered through this bill. That's one. Two, with respect to the artwork and the that we cut it out. And here's, you need to talk to the artists, the folks that have those communications, Mr. President. There's discussion on that, apparently appropriations of that. During the process, that piece of art may get quartered and taken out and then brought back in and restored. And that would be the time to look at that. So I think it's at least worth talking to the artist to see whether he agrees that that's the way to remove it during the restoration process. But it's not off the table to do this. It's simply, hey, the time to be doing this is when the art is brought back into the Capitol and it has to be restored. But it would be interesting to know whether the artist agrees that it's going to get quartered, whether you can just roll that thing up. I don't know. But that was the discussion. So it's not off the table on there. Just thought the discussion was that's probably for the next budget as we come back in. With respect to the technology, this is the issue on the House side of wanting to be able to offer folks to use the Apple or iPads on our network. What we said is the select committee can look and see what the impact is on the legislative staff and the security of the network. And part of the reason, folks, we use the same computers is because just look at the amount of staff time trying to keep everybody operating. And at some point, if you get too many operating systems through, our staff are just inundated. So those are the compromises for the feed bill. I urge you to vote aye so you can go home.
Any discussion? The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to Senate File 11, Appropriation for the Legislature. You've been asked to vote aye, and the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2?
Aye.
Anderson, District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines excused. Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
President Ross?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 28 ayes, 1 no, and 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to Senate File 11. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, are you ready on the report receding from non-concurrence in reference to Senate File 100, Business Ready Community Program Modifications?
Thank you, Mr.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Reading clerk will read in the report.
Report receding from non-concurrence, Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 100, Business Ready Community Program Modification. Reference House Message Number 262, Joint Conference Committee Number 1. Signing for the House, Representative B. Nicholas, Harshman, and Crone. Signing for the Senate, Senator Nicholas, Driscoll, and Meyer.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Well, Mr. President, I move the report receding from non-concurrence for Senate File 100, and I ask you to vote aye. Now, I know what you're thinking, and that is you all think I receded from that Laramie County guy. Well, I learned when I was a little that particular gentleman actually grew up faster than I did, and I learned a long time ago that you don't beat him with force. You just throw a Coke can at his head, and you drop him like a rock. But in this instance, you think that I rolled on it. Actually, I got up this morning, came here when it was quiet, and I read the bill, and I rolled on myself. It wasn't such a bad amendment. But having said that, when I look at those signatures, I'm not sure who signed that. Look at that other signature. Look at that signature. You guys better be very careful when you're seeing my signature, Kevin. You might want to be talking to me. That frightens me. But I'd urge you to vote aye.
Is there any discussion? You've been asked to adopt the report receding from non-concurrence in reference to Senate File 100. You've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2?
Aye.
Anderson, District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
No.
Hines excused. Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
President Ross?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 27 ayes, 2 noes, and 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the report receding from non-concurrence in reference to Senate File 100, Business Ready Community Program Modifications. Senator Christensen, are you ready on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to Senate File 39, Grand Teton National Park Transfer of State Lands?
Yes, Mr. President.
Reading clerk, read in the message.
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 39, Grand Teton National Park Transfer of State Land. Reference House Message Number 278, Joint Conference Committee Number 1. Signing for the House, Representative Petroff, Brown, and Lubnow. signing for the Senate, Senators Christensen, Bebout, and Nicholas.
Senator Christensen. Go ahead.
Mr. President, I'd move Senate adopt Joint Conference Committee number one report for Senate File 39. And, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to acknowledge the work that our majority floor leader put into this, helping craft it. We talked to you yesterday about some concerns, and I think those have been addressed. You can tell by the sheet, we've had some great support here. Take you on down on the report toward the bottom of it, paragraph E. And paragraph E really just talks about in evaluating the exchange, the commissioner shall take into consideration the appreciative value of the Teton County parcels, their potential to generate a cash sale at a full fair market value if the parcels were sold, and the capacity for the cash to obtained to produce future investment income, and that the lost opportunity associated with those parcels may be offset by the potential for a reasonably anticipated mineral development of parcels to be received by the estate in a proposed exchange. And then over at the top of page two, it's the three methods that they're supposed to look at and use the highest value obtained using the cost approach, the comparison approach, and the income approach. And then paragraph F is pretty specific in determining the value of any parcel to be received by the state in a proposed exchange. The Board of Land Commissioners shall give preference to properties that include both the surface and mineral estate with high probability to produce mineral income in the future, which will offset against future loss speculative value of the Teton County parcels. Value the mineral estate in accordance with customary practices for buying and selling agricultural land with unproven mineral resources, and take into consideration the existing proportionate share of any potential federal mineral royalties that the state would be entitled to receive if the minerals were to be produced. Ladies and gentlemen, this seems to have really gotten down to answering some of the concerns and questions. It's been quite a process, really strengthening this bill and making it correct. It still is consistent and falls within the agreement for the Department of Interior and SLIB signed back on February 6th. Gives us an opportunity here. We're not sure what the feds can do, but the ball's in their court to produce. There are all kinds of other benefits to this, in that any parcels that we look at, the fact that they're looked at, they come onto the table for any future discussions. And so here's the first time that we've really had the federal government step up, commit to looking at what's out there as far as pieces of land the state might be interested in over and above this deal. So I'd encourage your aye vote.
Any discussion? None. The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to Senate File 39, Grand Teton National Park Transfer of State Lands. You've been asked to vote aye, and the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson District 2?
Aye.
Anderson District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
No.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Amrick,
aye.
Esquibel, Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines excused, Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 28 ayes, 1 no, and 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to Senate File 39. We have some signing of enrolled acts. Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I have privilege of the floor?
May.
Member of the Senate, you have a final packet on your desk from the JAC, and it's got about four or five sheets of a summary of the major components of the budget bill. It's got a breakdown of salaries. You have the cities, towns, and counties distribution. You have a goldenrod, and you have a final cheat sheet. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Signing of Enrolled Act, Senate Enrolled Act number 64 being original Senate file 91.
Senate file, Senate Enrolled Act number 64 being original Senate file 91, and act relating to the administration of government and privacy.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 64 being original Senate file 91. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 65 being original Senate file 31.
Senate Enrolled Act number 65 being original Senate file 31 and act relating to criminal procedure.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 65 being original Senate file 31. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 66 being original Senate file 79.
Senate Enrolled Act number 66 being original Senate file 79 and act relating to education.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 66 being original Senate file 79. I have so signed. House Enrolled Acts. House Enrolled Act 54 being original House Bill 21.
House Enrolled Act number 54 being original House Bill 21, an act relating to taxation and revenue.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 54 being original House Bill 21. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 55 being original House Bill 37.
House Enrolled Act number 55 being original House Bill 37, an act relating to revision of inadvertent errors.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 55 being original House Bill 37. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 56 being original House Bill 42.
House Enrolled Act number 56 being original House Bill 42, an act relating to school facility projects.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 56 being original House Bill 42. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 57 being original House Bill 102.
House Enrolled Act number 57 being original House Bill 102, an act relating to the administration of government.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 57 being original House Bill 102. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 58 being original House Bill 169.
House Enrolled Act number 58 being original House Bill 169, an act relating to Medicaid waiver programs.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 58 being original House Bill 169. I have so signed. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, clears the desk for now.
Mr. President, let's stand at ease while I remove all the paper clips from my paper so that we recycle them so we can take advantage of them next year.
The House will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. Oh, the Senate. Jeez Louise. Just demoted everybody. Senate will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.
Hey, those are some nice paper cuts.
That's all I need.
That's all I need is my paper.
We can spend $50,000.
Just make sure that they stay in the desk and you don't take them home with you.
My big black clips. We can spend $50,000 a day, but I got to have my paper. I don't want the popcorn. I'm burdened by this. I can't throw away paper clips. I need some psychiatry. Psychoanalysis.
How long do you think we'll be, Phil?
About 15 minutes.
I don't have time to run out to the mall then, do I?
No, you do not. Unless you want me to talk to you like I talked to Haster.
Get your ass over. I got time to run this down to my pick-em-up truck.
You probably have time for
that. I ought to get a... you got any of those dollies around here?
There are a bunch of dollies. You know, there is... Look underneath the stairs.
Look underneath the stairs. Is going to take that all the way down.
Look at the stairs. I have notes written on some of these. I wonder if that'll be valuable.
What? I know, I was just turning it off. Well, I heard the streaming, and I was like... I just got a call to make sure their mics are off. I don't know if you can... Okay.
Somebody's getting pretty good at that. Is that that's rough? Remember, Emery got into that thing and really did
almost
it good.
Tapped on the ledge over there.
Yeah.
Chris, how long does that come on the jury?